WA, mobile.
82BG, how you doing? Man, I hope you're enjoying a nice quiet Sunday morning.
Quiet enough. Looks like a nice day out too. I should try to get out a little bit. Even though this is really, I guess, nowhere I can really go.
Revised the weather prognostication from yesterday evening, but if they haven't, enjoy it while you can today, because it's supposed to kind of cloud up tonight and we're supposed to get rain by about noon tomorrow.
Rain we've had enough of, or I don't know, maybe we haven't. Are we above or below rainfall for the year? I'd have to look that up.
I think we're probably way above, but I tell you what, just a nice little afternoon of not heavy, but just a steady rain would be kind of nice to knock this pollen down a little bit.
The problem. There's this yellow or green dust everywhere. I don't like it much. It bothers my allergies. Yeah, it is pollen season. At least get us a little rain and rinse it off.
My CPAP. And for my sleep apnea. And with the pollen, which usually doesn't bother me all that much, the two combined, I get sinus drainage. So first 3 or 4 hours of the day, I'm going around going, trying to clear myself out a little bit from all the drainage. I don't have anything, but people look at me and go, ow, no.
Nothing like that either, but just, you know, twice in almost as many weeks, I've had to fight off attacks of bronchitis, you know, I have leftovers. I have leftover prednisone. Usually a day or two of that fixes it right up. Otherwise, I gotta spend $100 to go to the doctor to have him write me a prescription. Or, you know, yeah, I've had that twice already, is bronchitis. From, I don't know what, presumably allergies.
There's no telling. Well, in the meantime, guess who I was able to contact with my HF on 20 meter?
Inside or outside the U.S., how far are we talking about?
Roughly 6,000 miles. I got Ascension Island.
I'm pretty good with geography, but that's one I actually have to look up. Ascension Island. Okay, probably off the west coast of Africa.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, right dead in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, or the South Atlantic, between, what is that country along the east coast of South America? No, Brazil is north, and there's another country along the east coast of South America, about middle way down, just below Brazil. But anyhow, it's right between there and the west coast of Africa.
Way between what looks like Brazil and whatever country that is on the southwest, southeast, is that Kenya or one of the, no, that's Ivory Coast. It's in the Atlantic Ocean, about midway between the two land masses. The eastern part of western part of Africa, and I guess to the west is like Brazil. So yeah, the South Atlantic, right almost in the center.
Yep. Either way, it's a pretty good get. And I got him logged.
Well, okay. I still don't have any HF. That's one thing I got to do. You know, you always say when you get the time to do these things. But what is it? It's some law of management, I think it's called Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fill the time allowed to do it. So, when you have all the time in the world to get things done is when nothing gets done. But even just put up, even just throw up another long wire and to attach it to an antenna tuner and do it somehow like that. But I got it. So you got him on 20 meters, okay.
We're back. Let me correct that. He was on 17 meters. I got him on 17 meters on my inverted V.
Yeah, that's, I'm trying to get a rough estimate. Yeah, that's 5 or 6,000 miles at least. Yeah, all right, so that's a good, so that's a long skip. Does 17 meters do that? Yeah, I guess it does. Just the day or night.
Afternoon. No, it was yesterday morning.
Oh, that's the country I was looking at. So right off the halfway point between Angola and Brazil, off the east coast of Brazil, the west coast of Angola. Yeah, there it is. Little tiny Ascension Island with probably 12 people that live there.
Yes, I don't know. But yeah, I've been told that one's a pretty good get. Yeah, and I did it on 100 watts.
W2T Mobile.
Oh, Glenn, there goes the neighborhood. Hey, Rusty.
Glenn, I worked Ascension Island before. I think I worked them on 15 meters when I worked them. I'll have to look at my log when I get back to the house. And well, good grab for you there, Steve. Good grab for you there, Steve. By the way, did you look up that information I gave you about the Century Club nets?
No, I did not remember the address that you gave me, and I started to try to call you. Give me the address, web address again.
3905ccn.com. 3905ccn.com.
Good. I'll go look that up and check it out. All right, well, in the meantime, we're smoking about a full rack of ribs, two full racks of ribs, and they ought to be ready at about 4:30 or 5 o'clock, and I got my daughter and her husband coming over. So I have been sent to Ingalls and Landrum to get a few items. I hope they're not sold out.
Well, you never know. And I'm going by a church down here in Roebuck, and they even got a county policeman sitting in their parking lot. I don't know whether they had service here today or not. I don't know. My church service was online. Preacher did it.
Glenn, was that somebody trying to come in? That was a new contact trying to pop in there again.
Popped away. All right, new person, go ahead. This is KD2BNG, and, I forget already. If you're there, come back.
I'm Glenn, but I'm still here. And go ahead and say something.
In the middle of the transmission, and you dropped off. Maybe your finger slides off the mic button like mine always does. I didn't have anything really to add to the comment. So if I went to most of the grocery stores now, I don't think the supply chain is that badly disrupted yet. Although I think I got stuff I can cook up as well. I got steaks and pork roasts, and I think I got at least a 2-week supply of various foods. So that I'm not too worried about. Oh, and I do have toilet paper. I have a dozen, maybe 16 rolls. So I don't have to leave here ever again.
I think we know where to go when we run out. W2T Mobile, go ahead, Steve.
Well, no, he's got plenty of toilet paper, which means one of two things. He's not eating that much, or he's constipated. I'm just teasing. Oh, tell you what, the last time I went to the Eagles up here in Landrum, it was well stocked. And I went down to Costco this past Friday morning, and it was well stocked. Paper towels, TP, everything you think of, including my favorite hamburger down there. And there was no limits on the stuff.
Be back in a minute. Lay right in the post office, W2T.
Can you duck your face down? Don't let them see your picture on the wall.
Yeah, I wasn't even the local Dollar General. I wasn't even looking for the paper, and they had. I got the last dozen roll back. No, you know, I may have mentioned before. If you have irritable bowel disease, you're in the outhouse like half a dozen times a day. So I have maybe more a need than most. Let me go let the cat in, and I'll be right back.
Glenn, I'm on Highway 14 and I dropped down in a hole, buddy. I don't want you to think I just dropped away from you. I even dropped out of the repeater, couldn't pick up. So, you want to repeat that last? The only thing I heard was something about IDS.
I'm going to say, no, it's more, you know, if you have irritable bowel disease like I do, and if you don't, I don't wish it on anybody. You know, I'm in the outhouse half a dozen times a day. So I need more than the usual amount of toilet paper. But hey, for that, I'm well fixed on for the moment. I got a dozen, maybe 16 or 20 rolls. So, you know, we're good. I got a freezer full of various meats and stuff. So, eggs, bacon, I got everything for about the next 2 weeks.
So you're just a hunter-gatherer, man. Are you married?
Almost, but no. Never. I mean, if Deborah and I had gotten married, you know, it's hard to say. We had the sort of two personalities that they mesh in a way, but in some ways they clash. I don't know, if we had gotten married and were living together all this time, it may have been not good. I'm not the sort of guy who could really, I'm sorry, the answer to your question is no.
Glad you clarified that, because being almost married is kind of like being almost pregnant.
We had probably, we had discussed it, but... you know, she didn't want to get remarried after getting out of a bad marriage, and, I didn't want it. Well, you know, I'm in my late 50s by now, so if by this time I didn't meet anyone, I'm not going to, and you know, I'm not really, yeah, it's probably just as well. that would have been, possibly either very good or very bad.
Well, fortunately, I had a really bad one to start off with that I spent 19,000 wasted years with. And now I've got the best one in the whole world, so you're just SOL, buddy. 14 years has gone by like a flash. We're just having fun. Well, listen, when Rusty gets back to the radio, remind him that the next time he goes into the post office, he needs to duck his face down so they don't recognize him. And I'm destinated, so I'm going to go run in here to Ingles. You have a good afternoon, bud. 73's KN4BWA. I'm clear.
Hey, Steve, before you go away, I just want to let you know, I saw your picture on the post office wall this morning. W2T.
Years. Or, I need the papers. I need the obituaries. Check the obituaries. See if I'm alive. You ever do that?
His brother-in-law does it every day. I haven't figured out why, but he does. Anyway, I didn't see mine, but I did see Steve's, so, you know. I'm going to go up here and see what I can find up here at the food line and all the little food line down here in Roebuck. They usually have enough stuff to get what I need, and I'm only going down here for a few additional items to add to my stuff because I've got meat and things in the fridge and stuff I've fixed and been prepared and it's been frozen, and, you know, I thaw it out and cook, and I got a couple of steaks, and I got a hamburger, and I actually got a pound of hamburger, too, so, you know, I'm sitting fairly good for the right now, and when the next payday comes, which will be about the 15th, then I can go look for some additional and stock up a little bit more. You know, I buy a little here, I buy a little there, and eventually you get all you need. So, anyway, what are you doing today, Glenn?
Pretty much this is it. Sitting here. You know, I really should clean this place up. I really should do a lot of other little projects. You know, as I said, what was I saying? It's, I think this comes from a management handbook, Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fill the time allowed to it. So the more time you have to do something, the slower it ever gets done.
What's that old-timer's disease, which means you forget what you were going to do? You walk into a room and forget what you were going to do. Well, I have reached the buy-low, I mean the food line, so I'm going to go inside and see if I can find a couple items that I need. They're not items that normally be run out, so I'll catch up with you shortly. W2T clear for now.
82 VNG. All right, Rusty 73s, and we'll talk to you later. And if no one else is out there, I guess I'll be clear too. See y'all later.
How you doing today?
N4DJC. N4DBWA. I think I'm doing all right today. Tell you what, it's just a nice, pretty, pleasant Sunday afternoon, isn't it?
This pollen level would drop down a little bit, so my nose would quit acting up. I think I'd be just fine.
Well, I tell you what, if they get the predictions right, we're supposed to have a little bit of rain about noon tomorrow. And if we do, maybe it'll be just enough to knock this pollen down, because it's getting to be a little bit, too.
Always suffer this time of the year, seem to, about April, March, April, then again in the fall, maybe September usually. And it just clogs me up. I mean, mainly causes my nose to run, that sort of thing, get the drainage, and I have to do all that, keep that stuff out of there. But I don't take decongestants. I can't stand what they do. You know, they make you feel crazy anyway. So I try not to take any decongestants. Just do a little salt water rinse and that sort of thing. And just try to minimize it as much as possible.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, at least you got something there that you can make your line at the grocery store a little bit shorter. Just go in the grocery store and start... Well, that'll get shorter.
Chin.
That's why you're in the line to pay.
That's on that. Let's absolutely have to. We did make us a few masks yesterday. Wife's a good seamstress. She made us 8 or 9 masks. Maybe minimize some of it anyway. At least keep the majority out of it. Somebody does get close to you or you get too close to them. But anyway, they'll have to do for now. Can't get any of the other ones, of course. These are washable. We did find some online that were washable as well. They're made by some company up in Charlotte that's got some antibacterial properties to them there. You can wash those up to 30 times there. Again, they're just minimal precaution, I suppose. They don't meet any kind of guidelines for filtering out the tiny stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Well, what kind of price were they charging for them?
No, they're expensive. They're about $30. They're made here in the U.S. They're actually made in Charlotte. It's the same company that does some of the work with for Kent Wool. You know, the people that make socks there, and I guess it's in Easley, or was in Easley. They do that. They make products for them and make some other products too, and they're not really for surgical use or anything like that, but they're expensive, but they're, if you can wash them 30 times, so, you know, that's, because you can't find a mask. I'm sure you certainly can't find a mask for under $1 a piece now.
I'll tell you what, if I were to make my own, I've got a handful of surgical masks, but if I was to try to make my own, I'd try to find me some microfiber to try to make them out of that.
The microfiber works as an inner. You can put it between the two layers of some other type of 100% cotton, and it works okay. But the problem when you start using microfibers, it really gets difficult to breathe. When you get it, if it gets really dense, it gets difficult to breathe. I mean, I worked in the textile industry for about almost 40 years, and people had a hard time having people keep the N95s on. For dust, just for dust use only, but it's really difficult to breathe when it gets hot. Having that wire nose form is helpful though, but I know how to fit them, so it's not a problem for me to fit up an N95. But finding them is a different story. They're only good for one use anyway, so it's kind of, you kind of put the devil in a deep blue sea. You just don't want to think about these reusable masks or anything like that, or any mask for that matter. It gives you a false sense of security, and you have to watch where you put your hands in that. So keep your hands clean still. Wearing gloves and keep your hands clean still probably the best, best advice. And plus, staying away from anybody. You know, at least within, I'd say further away than 6 feet, because I'm not real sure. They say it's not airborne, but you never know. You don't know what's going on with it. But we're going to start doing as much delivery as possible rather than going to the store and that sort of thing. But it's hard to find things online. You have to kind of, it's the best thing to do, just write a script on a page and have it pop up whenever something new comes in stock. That's the easiest way to keep track of it. I don't have the technical knowledge to do that, but there are people out there that do it all the time.
Roger, Roger. Well, I don't know. I just went up to Ingles up in Landrum, and there was hardly anybody in the store, and I'm pretty much well stocked on everything except toilet paper. And
I went
in there and got whatever I needed, came right on back out,
and smooth as silk. What's been hard for us to find is like Clorox wipes, and we got some left, not a lot, but we did find some alcohol that we can do our own. Clorox wipes and alcohol, things like that are kind of difficult to find. We got hand sanitizer. If you got 70% alcohol, you can make your own hand sanitizer anyway with some Dawn dishwashing detergent. But we don't use hand sanitizer that much anyway. We just use Dial soap. That's what my doctor said to do. He said, just keep your hands washed with Dial soap and wash it right and wash off. And he said, that's the best thing. Get plenty of sunshine, get some fresh air. He said, that's about all you can do right now. And try to stay healthy.
My best to try to stay healthy. I had a real nice steak for supper last night. I think that'll help.
Some hamburgers out on the grill just minutes ago. So that was good. It's good to have a nice change of pace rather than eating the other stuff that's in the freezer and that sort of thing. But as far as thing goes, this is going to be, it's going to be a tough couple of months or 3 months before we see any resolution in it, if then. But it'll probably get a lot worse before it gets better, but who knows, maybe we can avoid some of it. Somebody will come up with something that'll at least help with the symptoms anyway, keep them from getting too terribly bad. All I know is I make sure, since I'm over 65, I make sure I have both my pneumonia shots and get your flu shot to keep from getting other things that'll protect you some against at least a little bit, maybe against pneumonia, but I'm not sure how much good it does with this thing with it. And then once it gets into your system like that and starts attacking your lungs, I'm not real sure. Yeah, there's a lot of strains of pneumonia, and you could get it could be a viral strain, and pneumonia shot only works against bacterial strains.
Pretty much all the economists that I've been listening to, if this thing goes another 3 months past April, as in out to July, we won't have an economy to come back to.
It's difficult to... It's difficult to know whether or not it's going to work or not like that. It could not. People will be very, very cautious afterwards. I've not a conspiracy theorist, but I've always thought that that's one of the things some of the powers in the Far East want to do, want to crush our economy anyway, or crush the world economy, then come back, because they don't care about, they don't care. They could kill 100 million people. It's not going to bother them at all.
Give you some numbers, okay? Right now, the last I heard, it was 6,800 deaths from the coronavirus so far. Do you know how many people died of flu in 2018?
Probably around 17,000, 18,000. According to my nephew's a doctor, and he and I were discussing that not long ago, and he said a lot of times they attribute some deaths to the flu. And he says it's not always 100% accurate, but he says it's probably 17,000 to 20,000 a year. Some people say it's a lot more than that, but he said realistically, they don't do autopsies on people. They just they're just designated like that for their ease, just to make it hank up sometimes. But he said actually 17,000 to 20,000, is probably more accurate than some of the other figures that have been tossing around. There's still a lot of people. It's just one of those things that, but some of these other things you can avoid. This thing you may or may not be able to avoid. That's the only difference that I know of.
Comments. KN4VWA. Well, the published number by the CDC for flu deaths for 2017-2018 flu season was 61,000. And so far we've got 6,800 or 7,000. And, something just ain't adding up for me. And the published number by the CDC for 2017-2018 is still 61,000 people from the flu. So, are we justified in wrecking an economy? Yeah, go ahead. Who's this?
I'm BNG. Also consider the psychological impact of a particular disease, which may be all out of proportion to its actual impact. Probably a lot of you out there are old enough to remember polio. You go back 60, 70 years ago. If you had a lecture hall with 100 people in it, and you wanted to empty it out in about 60 seconds, tell somebody that there's a polio case in the room somewhere. It was a very, very much feared disease. But you know what percentage of people were actually rendered permanently disabled or partially disabled by polio? It was actually 0.5%. 5 cases out of 1,000 led to, permanent, I guess, some sort of paralysis. 70% were asymptomatic, and 24% or so had only mild symptoms. Joint aches, fever, whatever. But, if you're one of the 0.5%, not so good.
Well, this is true, but like I said, at some point, how do you justify destroying the economy that everybody else lives by it's a balancing act. You know, it's somewhere. And, oh, by the way, the psychology of this thing is all hyped up by the news media, man. They're just out of control. Hey, Glenn?
Agree, because this is a new disease, but there's a lot we don't know. I'm sorry, go ahead. Someone else want to explain this?
Well, I was just going to tell you one other thing. Did you hear about that piece of legislation that's been brought up in the House of Representatives and the Congress?
Well, Congress? No. What are we here? I guess I haven't. What did you hear?
Well, they're wanting to rename the San Andreas Fault to Trump's Fault. All you can do is laugh, but it's actual. They've actually got a bill to do that.
This is the Trumpavirus. The Trumpavirus, which actually works on so many levels, because, you know, there should have been a much greater response to this 2 months ago, and it's not as though there weren't warnings. There were warnings from the intelligence community back in January that an event like this was coming. And this was at the time when maybe one or two cases in the U.S., maybe not even that. No, this I don't think we're, I wouldn't say it's being hyped up or people are reacting hysterically to it. You've got something with an R-naught of like 2.5. Each person exposes 2.5 more people. And you've got maybe a 3 or 4% mortality rate, which is not that high, but it's higher than influenza, which is like maybe 0.1%. So, you know what? If you want to, I've been watching some old movies again recently. If you want to see a very, very good, very, very scientifically accurate movie, watch the 2011 movie Contagion, which is, you'll see a lot of what's happening now, as well as a lot of what will happen in the coming months.
Yep. Well, in the meantime, I've destinated, and I'm going to go in the house and enjoy a big rack of ribs with my son-in-law and daughter. So you have a good afternoon, and just remember, it's all Trump's fault. 73s. K4 VWA. Clear.
NWA K82 VNG. Yeah, I had potatoes cooking, although that's going to take time. I'm thawing out the steaks. I should check on that, but I got a few minutes if anyone else was out there. Okay, K82 VNG. I'll be clear for right now. Let me go see how the potatoes are doing.